Akbeta and Nick, you are in the shot. If you want to not be on camera,
camera's fine. I just want to make sure.
If you want to move it,
I just want to make sure my food isn't on there.
The only place this is going is to the membership, so they can see what constitutes.
Okay, all right. I had a Russian and had dinner, so.
You want to plug Swenson's and
No, they can pay me for that.
All right. Hello, everybody. Akron DSA, thanks for having me here. I'm very happy to be joining you tonight and just here to tell you a little bit about my campaign for governor, our platform, and a little bit about myself. My name's Constance Goodell Newton, and I'm running for governor of Ohio as a Green Party candidate. And I've been working with the Green Party since 2008. I had just graduated from law school and started working with Bob Fitrakis on election protection, wrote some of the legal filings to help Cynthia McKinney get on the ballot and to really kick off the Green Party as an official political party in Ohio. And I also did a lot of organizing that election year in election protection. So I was organizing the exit poll workers and legal observers, did some legal observing in an effort to make sure that some of the election fraud and election theft that we believed happened in 2004 and the year 2000 wouldn't repeat itself. So we felt that was really successful, that our efforts were, that really did a lot to protect the election. So since 2008, particularly since 2016, we've seen a lot of growth in the Green Party. So as after the 2016 primaries, a lot of people were disappointed about Bernie Sanders, and we saw a large influx of people coming, wanting to work with the Green Party. At that point, we got a lot of new people. And we are really trying to welcome people and be open to new membership. Since 2016, the primaries, if you don't know, affiliate with a political party when you pull that primary ballot. So we've actually seen growth of 75% since 2016. This most recent primary in 2018, we saw a pretty large jump because of the organizing that we've been doing and our new membership. A lot of our new membership has consisted of young people, a lot of millennials, and we've seen an active youth caucus forming, an active black caucus forming. Our caucuses are starting to get in formation, and a lot of county committees are forming for the first time. So we see an active Summit County Greens. A group in Lima has started forming. A group in Canton has started forming. So we're really trying to organize and set down that structure. So if you think about it, we were really only an official political party since 2008. And so we've really seen a lot of growth since then. In my campaign, with my running mate, Brett Joseph, we have been focusing on coalition building. So Brett and I have, I chose a running mate who I thought would complement my skills and background. So I'm a criminal defense attorney in Columbus, and Brett is a professor in sustainable agriculture. So we're trying to really cover the board with urban and rural issues, and really trying to represent all Ohioans. So along the lines of coalition building, our campaign is an activist-informed campaign. And as a defense attorney and an activist, I have a long background of representing activists from various different causes who are arrested in civil disobedience actions, and also working with activists to help them achieve their goals. So what I would say to DSA members is, again, thank you for having me out to talk about the Green Party as an electoral body, and that Brett and I really appreciate the work that DSA does and that other activist groups do in promoting certain causes. So you know, while we invite people into the Green Party as an established political party, we also recognize that the work that people do every day of the year beyond just voting day is very important, and we want people to keep working in those groups, promoting those causes like Medicare for All, healthcare, criminal justice, abolish ICE. Those are all really important things that we seek through our candidacy to promote and to assist those activist groups. And we have been there. We've been out with some of the anti-fracking groups and the citizens' rights groups, and they've said things like, the anti-fracking companies are saying that we aren't even real activist groups. So that's something that we heard, that they're getting defamed as like fake activist groups. So they have specifically in the like Tri-County area. We went out to landowners and spoke with them and told them about our community rights and anti-fracking platform, and they were asking for our help. You know, please help lend credibility to our movement by having a major, you know, candidate for office promoting our issues. So that is something that we have really actively tried to do as we're campaigning. So a lot of people, as I've been going out in places like Canton and Lima, a lot of people have not even heard of the Green Party. So part of our task is just raising awareness. And one thing that I've seen over and over again is that first people have no idea that we exist. They don't really know what we're about. But then once they hear about us, it's like a light bulb goes off in their head, and they say, "Oh, I get it. You know, that's great." So, you know, they're especially excited by the fact that we don't accept corporate donations. So many other politicians and political parties are bought out to corporate interests, to special interests. They have their fingers in a lot of pies, and you know, they're making decisions based off of who's going to contribute to their campaign so that they can continue to get reelected and hold on to their power. So we don't accept corporate donations. We're a people-powered campaign, and we really just seek to represent the people. So a lot of people know the Green Party as an environmentalist party, and that's absolutely true. We really have traditionally stood up for the environment and came out of the environmental movement of the 1970s. But I would also say that we are not a one-issue party, and ours is not a one-issue campaign. So while we want an immediate moratorium on fracking and a move towards all renewable energy by the year 2030, we also support workers' rights, women's rights, social justice movements, and so many other causes. So we have actually a very broad platform that you know, that deals with social justice. We talk a lot about grassroots democracy and bringing democracy back to the people. And nonviolence and anti-war is a critical piece of what the Green Party stands for as well. So I will just go ahead and talk about a few of those issues, kind of topic by topic, and then probably have some time for questions. So one of the biggest issues that I think our state faces and that I have heard brought up today, of course, is our healthcare system. It's a for-profit system that really does not provide the care to a lot of people who need it. And I will just say that just like some of the politicians who have a vested interest in whatever they're lobbying for as far as healthcare, because they receive money from pharmaceutical companies, or kickbacks or whatever, I also have a vested interest in Medicare for All or universal healthcare program. So I'm a patient. I'm a regular person. I'm a consumer of healthcare services. And I also have a pre-existing condition. I have type 1 diabetes. And so that's a chronic health condition. And so that means that I have a vested interest in what type of healthcare system we have, just like all of us do. So yeah, just to be clear, we are for universal health care in Ohio. And one thing that I say when, you know, these issues are being brought up, and we see our leadership at the national level doing terrible things that we disagree with, is that as governor of Ohio, I want to make sure that all Ohioans have their basic needs met, that we have our needs met no matter what is going on in Washington, D.C. So whatever happens at the national level, I do believe that as a state, we can have universal health care. And just a personal note on that, I just, you know, to demonstrate a little bit, when I was in law school, part of the reason I went back to school was because I thought I would have student health insurance. I had tried many times to get health insurance and was denied. And when I got to law school at Penn State, they did not have a very good program for student health insurance. And so I found myself at that time at the local free clinic in the town where I chose to go to law school. And so then I thought, well, surely once I graduate and become an attorney, then I'll be able to have a job that has health care. Well, I graduated in 2008, and immediately as I graduated, the economy crashed, and there were no jobs. Nobody was hiring. I couldn't even refinance my student loans, even though I was technically eligible, because nobody was lending any money.
So let's give it up again for Mason Caminiti.
Oh. This is
okay.
Hold on.
Hey.
Is there something in here? Or? I wanted to thank everybody for coming. Well,
it's from the auditorium.
I'm going to see the film
tonight.
Okay. You want to go tell them?
Yeah.
I know some people left work early.
Let's take a pause here.
Some gave me the night off from work. You know who you are. people traveled from all over to come see the film. That really means a lot, so thank you. I'm really grateful for that.
Hey, Connie, there's some controls behind you. Is one of them the volume?
So I'll get you warmed up. Who knows?
On the wall there?
Yeah.
Huh? Where?
In that corner? Is any of them volume related?
While you're thinking of your great star presence, T. Cooper, the director, he couldn't be here, but I know that he wanted me to share, of course, his thanks.
Oops.
Appreciate
okay.
People.
We have movement at least.
Also, he wanted to impress upon everybody how important it is for trans people to tell their story. Specifically, T is trans by trans storytellers.
Do you want me to cut out and pick back up after?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really see much here at the podium that I would have touched or anything. So.
Do you want me to stop the live stream?
It's okay, we can just wait.
Okay.
Yeah, we can just wait. Yes.
You can always power through as well.
So, the economic crash happened in 2008. The same year that I graduated.
Yeah, that was really me with Ellen.
Okay.
That happened. Yeah, that happened. I think that was 99 that happened. I think some people that are here weren't born yet, but.
I don't know where that speaker's coming from.
Hey, Russ, do you want to come hold this and I'll go see if I can get hold of somebody? Yeah,
thank you.
We have those people at the front desk, so I don't know what they're doing.
Is it coming from the other room?
It's from the auditorium. Is it actually off this time?
All right. Well, so again, I found myself in a situation where I didn't have health insurance. So this was right before Obamacare. It was as it was being argued and everything, and people were seeing how horrible it was going to be. So, you know, about one third of attorneys are self-employed. And I'm also a self-employed attorney, so.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I'll let them know. I really appreciate that. Thank you. oh, yeah, sure.
So again, I found myself in a situation where I was applying for health insurance. I was not eligible, even though I could afford to pay something. Then finally, Obamacare passed, and the pre-existing condition exclusion went away, so I was able to, you know, benefit from the Affordable Care Act. So last year,
well, thanks for being the parent of a trans
last year,
you know,
I paid about $100 a month for healthcare, and it covered a lot. It was not a high deductible plan. This year, the only plans that were available, I'm now paying $400 a month and have a high deductible plan, so I think my deductible is about $4,500. Really doesn't cover much of anything at all. And I'm wondering, am I even going to have health care at all next year? Am I going to be eligible, or is that just going to go away? When I was a new attorney, 1 or 2 years, because I didn't have health insurance, I actually went to the homeless clinic to get a prescription for insulin. So I was there waiting with other homeless folks in my neighborhood to get a prescription for insulin, because even though I could afford health insurance, I really couldn't afford, you know, to go to a doctor, you know. So I was willing to pay something for coverage, but I couldn't afford to see a doctor.
Thank you, and thank you again for supporting your kid. That's really most of the battle right there, just paving the way for them and not letting them fight it alone.
Has this been happening the whole time?
Yeah. For a few just minutes. Like the last 5 minutes.
Oh, because they've been using the... Is this one working? Okay, I think I turned the...
Definitely surround yourself with people that are going to
I'm
going to
get a drink of water.
Okay, I'm going to cut the live stream.